Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello, happy Wednesday. I am your host, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of businessbabiesandbeauty.com. We are coming to you today from the beautiful skies of Cobb County. This view is amazing. I wish everybody could see it. It just, like, sitting here just makes me just want to dream even bigger. Look at that skyline.
Hashtag dream big.
Yeah. And then if you look really, really close, there's Tyler Perry's house. Okay, so I'm almost there. We're on our way. Okay, so I am entrepreneur, wife, and most importantly, mother to my six beautiful children. I created my company to help motivate and inspire women to balance it all, business, babies, and beauty. I extended my brand into radio to bring some light to some other fascinating women. And to let the world know that, yes, you can make your own money. Yes, you can start your own business. You can do whatever you want to do, whatever you dream, if you just do it. And today, my very special guest has done that, introducing Dr. Tequila Hill. She is a psychotherapist, entrepreneur, having her own office, making her own money. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So if you don't know who Dr. Tequila is, let me let you know. To her friends, colleagues, and clients, licensed therapist Dr. Tequila Hill is as bright and warm as a ray of golden sunshine. And yes, she is. She brings that to this room in here, to the studio. They refer to her as a wellness warrior, a nickname Hill readily embraces. You hear her? She's like, mm-hmm.
Better speak that.
Today, she is the owner of Hill Psychotherapeutic Services, LLC, a boutique private practice in Marietta, providing an array of services such as therapeutic consults, life coaching, and workshops. Her therapeutic consults are strength-based, collaborative, and holistic. Dr. Hill is passionate about enhancing the quality of life of others. Her services are centered around healing, growth, empowerment, and relational changes. Dr. Hill specializes in the areas of emotional wellness, healthy relationships, and stress management. Let's just get right to this. Emotional wellness, healthy relationships, and stress management. Okay, so you look absolutely beautiful
today. Thank you.
As usual.
Thank you.
We're part of the Glam Bridges
Power Circle.
So it's always a pleasure seeing you.
Absolutely. Do.
So what made you decide to go into psychotherapy?
You know what? It was a calling. I actually started school as a business major.
Wow.
And then after I wasn't going to law school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my daddy had wanted me to do.
Yeah.
Love him. But God kind of called me into being a therapist. So wow. I switched my major and I was like, I don't know, 19. And mm-hmm. been it, you know, 15 plus years later.
Wow. And it's all to just help people.
I like people. Mm-hmm. I think that's important. If you're a therapist, I do enjoy people. Mm-hmm. I was a social scientist and I was always curious about just people, how they organize their lives, how they organize their families. I was always that way.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that there was a field called therapy to do it. Wow. I just like people.
You're right.
So yeah.
And so you've decided to open up your own office?
Yes, because before that I was in leadership. I was a regional director. I was a clinical director. Clinical supervisor. So I had, you know, been in the corporate side of mental health and it quite honestly bored me.
Mm-hmm.
I miss being with people. And quite honestly, my attitude best suits that I work for myself.
Yes. Love that. I think that's for all entrepreneurs. At some point, we're just like, you know what? I can't work for anybody else.
90 hours a week. And it's like, oh, okay, then what? Yeah.
Right.
So yeah. But it's just, you know, so I was able to take my entrepreneurial background because my father's an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow.
My leadership background and then my therapist background and kind of mush it into one.
That's
so
awesome.
It's been very, very fulfilling for me.
So you grew up under entrepreneurship?
Yes.
Your whole life?
My whole life. So it wasn't out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did switch my major, my dad's like, so you about to have your own business? I'm like, Daddy, wait. later.
Yeah.
So it was always going to be there. I just didn't know when.
Okay.
So yeah.
So what type of business does your father have?
He's an entertainment business.
Okay.
Yeah. And he owns like real estate in the West Coast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he was probably like telling you all the time, make your own money.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, Dad, you're crazy. Now when I hit like 21, I'm like, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my family influence was very strong as far as my entrepreneurial spirit.
That is really awesome because a lot of, parents are like scared of that. What? You want to make your own money? You want to do what?
Yeah, because they think that being with corporate America is safe. And I say, well, I'm not betting on corporate America. I'm betting on you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sink. I'm going to swim. Mm. So that's a different mindset.
I love it. You know, at the lunch that we had,
a couple months ago, yeah.
What mm-hmm. was that that you said? I loved it.
What did I say?
You said something about, they parents may not understand that you have to kill your own meat and eat it, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. It was profound at that. It is profound. You eat what you kill.
Eat what you kill.
Because, you know, when you're in corporate America, you can be mediocre and still get a nice salary. But when you work for yourself and you are the talent, you are the visionary, you are the marketer, you are the financier and the back end, whatever, all the roles that entrepreneur wears, you have to do those well in order to survive.
That
so you
so
literally
true.
You eat what you kill.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love it. Absolutely. Yeah. So, why does someone need therapy?
See, it depends on the person. I feel like depending on what you want, some mm-hmm. people need therapy. Some people might want coaching, but I think ultimately it's to enhance the quality of your life. Like you said, it's to help you get unstuck. It's mm-hmm. to help you problem solve, perhaps be more creative, perhaps fix something. To grow, it's many reasons someone might want therapy. It just depends on the person. Mm-hmm. And I tell everyone, it won't hurt you.
Yeah.
No one ever comes out of therapy worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just depends on what you want.
Yeah.
It's a worthwhile investment though to look into it.
I think so. I went to your website and it's just absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
I know that you're a psychotherapist and like, but when I went there and I'm like, okay, she does this, and that.
Yeah.
You coach the coaches, you mm-hmm. supervise the supervisor, like you're like the head chick. In charge.
I try. I work hard at it. I work really hard at it. Yeah, I supervise therapists. I also coach therapists to build their own business or to navigate the business side of our field. Mm-hmm. Even if they don't want to be an entrepreneur, maybe they want to go into leadership or something like that. I do that as well. And also life coaching, you know, regular people. So yeah, because I was doing it for other people for so long, like I could do this myself.
Right.
It's my
right.
talent. Took my talent to HPS.
I love it. So do you ever look at someone or like in a conversation with somebody and you're like, you know what? You need therapy.
You know what? If I'm not getting paid, I'm not analyzing people.
Oh,
No. I'm just me. I mean, it's just a natural way, but no, I don't do that.
I just wink, wink. Right. Cause I know like a makeup artist could sit and like, you know what? She needs makeup or a hairstylist. I could probably fix that. And I'm thinking a therapist would probably
I might say, you know, you might want to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
If it's really wild, cause people, I don't know why, will come up to me and just talk to me. I don't know why that is. I don't know if I have therapists on my forehead. I try not to tell people that all the time. And I might say, you might want to talk to someone about that. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. But I mean, you do have a really genuine spirit about yourself,
good.
Though.
That's
yeah,
good.
And it's quite warm.
Thank you.
So, emotional wellness, like how do we get there? How do we get to being emotionally well?
Well, it's a process. Mm-hmm. It's a process. I think it's, normal for us to be stressed out sometimes, to be a little sad sometimes, to fight with our loved ones. However, there's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as long as you understand that it's a process and nothing is perfect, but mm-hmm. if we try to develop healthy patterns to cope with our issues, to cope with our emotions and to deal with the bumps in our relationships, that's how you have emotional wellness.
Okay.
That's how you have work-life balance.
Mm.
And that's how you have a higher quality of life.
Right.
So it's not perfection you're looking for.
Right.
You know, it's more like completion and excellence.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I try to strive for excellence. Perfection is just
it will
like,
kill you,
no, yeah.
wouldn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh my
that.
Goodness, it's just too, it's
I'm a recovering perfectionist, like 10 years ago. So I know. I'll be honest.
Right. I mean, and it takes up more time because you're always trying to get it right.
And then you don't see the great things you've done.
Yes.
You know, I tell people you need to create your own measure of what excellence is because personal mm-hmm. excellence every day is going to look a little different.
Right.
You know, what balls are glass, what balls are rubber, what can drop and what can't. Your health cannot drop.
Absolutely.
Your mental health cannot drop. Your family relationships, your loved ones, they cannot drop.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Certain other things can. They could bounce.
Mm-hmm. True.
And we should always evaluate that, I think.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm. Like mine.
So, what is therapy like? I've honestly never been to therapy. I would like to go though.
It's awesome though. I know some really good ones.
I'm coming to you. because I feel like you just need to go and talk to someone.
Like a safe place.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a bipartisan party, just listen to you and, you know, you can connect with them like your professional secret keeper.
Right.
Because you might not have any issues per se, but you just want to go and vent, a healthy vent. That's okay too.
Right.
So you probably want like coaching type therapy, just like I call it like an enhancement, self-enhancement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, well, let's just go back. How did you even go about starting?
Okay. So because I'm a crazy researcher, I put my hands on every piece of everything written about the business of therapy.
Yeah.
Private practice, and then just generalize things for marketing, because marketing, the way we market is a little different than most people. Mm-hmm. The way you market a widget, you can't market therapy that way. Mm-hmm. So there's some universal principles in starting a small business, and then the stuff is a little different, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So just like having being an attorney in private practice, our stuff would be similar, mm-hmm. but the process is slightly different.
Okay.
So yeah, so just educating myself on the business of my field, mm-hmm. Always cultivating my skill set as a therapist, but also cultivating the business aspect of running a small business, because I'm a therapist entrepreneur, not just a therapist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, I absolutely love it. So like, what has been your challenges?
Challenges. Honestly, when I'm from Florida, trained in Florida, and, coming to the South, the Bible Belt, it's a little different, and therapy is not as, it's not progressive in Georgia like it is in the other states. Mm-hmm. So coming here, I was a little nervous about that, what therapy we received. Cause most people go to their pastor.
Right.
And I say, you can still go to your pastor, but you can come to me too. God called me to do this too. Right. You can go to both of us.
Yeah.
I'm not working against it.
Yeah.
We can do it. We can go to the pastor and see me.
Yeah. I honestly would probably go to a therapist, as opposed to going to a pastor. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of people ask that. Like, is it okay, you know, I want to go to both. You can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You know, we can work together in unison. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But that was just different here. Florida is more open about therapy. People want, let you know, oh, that's my therapist. Georgia's a little different.
True, because when you go to Florida, like, everybody's jogging on the beach, so they want to be
wellness.
Healthy and just well.
Wellness.
Yeah,
everything's
right.
about wellness, mind, body, spirit in Florida.
Right.
Very open about it. Here is a little different, mm-hmm. little different, but I've been received well, very blessed. Coming here was a great idea for me, but it was just, I had to adjust to how to position myself here as a business owner and a therapist.
I see. Mm-hmm. How long have you been here?
Since 2012.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is this? 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good. And you came here, got your office in Marietta, and you've been there since?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before that was on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
But
it's like a cookbook.
Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yeah. It's like right on the beach. So
yeah.
I just applied the same recipe that mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. So you learned business in college. You were doing business.
My minor's in business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My minor's in business, but also working, for large behavioral health organizations as a clinical director and regional director. I had to run the business side of the programs and things like that. So I learned more about that too, just in my work life.
Mm-hmm. Just experience.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So you got this. It's like way under control. So, healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that.
Let's do that.
So what is a healthy relationship to you?
I think a healthy relationship really means working together as a unit, being able to freely communicate wants and needs and desires, being received and understood by the other,
mm-hmm.
and having shared goals and meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for everyone, that might be a little different, because what's important to me, it might be important to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So I think that I let my clients define what that is. I always give them that template, but ultimately they're going to tell me what does it mean to them?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, no violence. That's a deal breaker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Infidelity? Deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised. So I kind of let people tell me what's their narrative of a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And let's build from there.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Infidelity is a deal breaker. It would be for me. And I know, cause I hear that a lot. Like, no, you know, he's a man, you know, let, you know, whatever, but no. Now, money on the other hand, that may not be such a deal breaker.
It depends on
me.
That could cause a divorce.
Yeah.
Different parenting styles and cause. I mean, a lot of things besides infidelity could lead to divorce. People often think it's infidelity, but it could be difference in religious views.
Right.
It could be difference in spending habits. It could be difference in, well, I want to go back to college or start my business and she or he won't let me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so your dreams aren't getting fulfilled. That might be a problem.
Right.
So I always tell people, you know, what centers you, you know, what motivates you? What are your priorities in life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and hopefully you and your partner, like a Venn diagram, will cross at some point.
Right. Right. Okay. So if we, like for me and my husband, if we had different views, then we need to come together.
Come to a medium. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I always tell people, you need to get over trying to be right. Be understood. Be understood. Because everything you're not going to agree on.
Yeah.
Right.
What's a good way to get understood?
So I think that communication is key.
Mm-hmm.
You might use the I statement. I think, I feel, I believe. And I'm trying to voice this to you in a loving, disarming way. So not, well, what happened was, no.
Okay.
It's, I love you, honey. I call it a feedback sandwich.
Mm.
I love you, honey, and I appreciate you mowing the lawn. However, you left the toilet seat up again.
Mm-hmm.
And can you please work on not doing that? Now, that could be done a different way, and you know that.
So wait, what kind of, I know a reprimand sandwich.
I call
what
it
kind
a feedback,
of sandwich? A feedback.
So it's like positive, the negative, and
right.
then the positive.
Okay.
So it's like a feedback sandwich is what I call it.
Okay. I love it. And stress management. Oh my gosh. Like, can you be stressed and not know it?
Absolutely.
What are those signs?
High blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
Tension, not being able to sleep, change in eating patterns, change in sleeping patterns, being withdrawn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you cure that? Or what would you say? Cause my mom is having some sleep issues. Is it something that she's thinking about, or is she just stressed and she doesn't know it? Or like what could be triggering that?
I think first she needs to go to a medical doctor and get a physical to make sure it's not a biological issue.
Okay.
So hopefully it's not.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a biological issue, it's a psychological issue.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something that she's concerned about, that she's pushing in the back of her mind, and her body's having a response. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not okay.
Right.
And it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
And I tell everyone, stress is not going to go anywhere, but how you internalize stress, how you manage stress, how you connect with it can change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understanding that this thing is not going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reprioritize. I can do my life.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your life.
Yeah.
We all can.
Yeah.
It just feels like we can't sometimes.
I like that. You can do your life.
You can do it.
You can.
Yes, you can.
I think I'm stressed out sometimes and I just, well, I know it, but I don't know what to do with it because, you know, everything is still just, you know, gonna go on. Six kids, businesses, husband.
But see, you're the captain though. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're the captain of your ship. So you have to figure out, you know, what's urgent, what's not urgent, because you are often being pulled in different directions. You
mm-hmm.
have different roles. And because God has put you where he has in life, you have a lot on your plate, and that's a blessing to have.
It is.
So with that blessing, you get to control, how that's going to be managed in your life. But that's a mindset.
Right. So it's like you said, you have to figure out what your priorities are.
What is your, yep.
Yeah.
Always. And your priorities might kind of change from day to day and week to week.
I was just about to say, can it change from day to day?
Absolutely.
You can have your mind made up that this is a priority for me today.
Yeah.
And I'll say, this is it. I guess my schedule, this is it. This is going on for the week. This is right. But then the next day, like, it's.
Yeah. Like today, my massage was priority.
Yeah.
Today. Tomorrow it's not going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, but in all honesty, that's something that as a business owner and as a mother and a wife and every other role that you have, you get to man the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And every day you get to choose, you know, what are you going to tap into first at your time, at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. And like the other day I was going through that, I was like, you know what? My priorities, God first, family second, business third. When I really just zoned in on that, I had such a peaceful day.
Keep the peace with you amongst the calamity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really was good. Like for me, most of the time, I'm like, okay, I got to answer this email. I got to get this. I got to send this invoice. Da, da, da. But that particular day, I pray first. I got together with my kids. We homeschooled. We did. And I mean, it was a long homeschool day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught up on business after that. And I just couldn't worry about what I did.
You calmed your mind.
Yeah.
Though. You calmed your mind and you focused. What was important at that moment, you know that you're competent. You know, you're going to get the job done. It just feels overwhelming sometimes. And in those moments, I think that was a coping skill.
Mm-hmm.
You prayed, you recentered. Prayer is very great for anxiety. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
you recentered and then you took care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank
That was your process. I like it.
All right. So most like for in your therapy, would you tell people to pray? Because I know some may and some may not.
Well, I respect people's value systems. Okay. If they tell me they're a Christian or a Muslim, whatever religion they are, I use that in their therapy. I'm very improvisational, very creative in my therapy. Mm-hmm. So whatever you give me, I intertwine into your treatment. Mm-hmm. So if you tell me you like yoga and you like ice cream, I'm going to figure out a way how can we intertwine your strengths and things you like in your therapy. Because mm-hmm. my therapy is very much person-centered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So walk me through like a day in the office. Like walk me through the door and then what happens?
A day in a life.
What's there? Is it like flowers or something?
No. Okay. So it's zen. Ooh. It's
I imagine. It's you like zen. You give off
it's
zen.
It's cozy. It smells like. Today, I think it's apple spice this week. It's dim lighting, very inviting. You can lay it on the couch. You can sit up on the couch and just be.
Mm-hmm.
Just be. Whatever you want to talk about that day.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, I leap from behind. So you tell me what you want to talk about.
So I would just come in and say, you know what? I'm really hungry today.
How does that make you feel? Right. But honestly, each day is dynamic and each day is different. And I'm so blessed for that because I don't like monotony.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get to deal with just so many amazing different kinds of people. I'm so blessed to be able to be connected to them in that way.
Yeah. And then as an entrepreneur, you get to schedule your own time. Like today you said you had a session and then you squeezed in the massage, mm-hmm. radio show, mm-hmm. and then
lunch.
Yeah.
Clients in the evening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very blessed.
Yeah.
Very blessed.
So what would you tell another aspiring entrepreneur or a therapist that could potentially want to be just like you?
I would tell them they need to, number one, pay attention in school because you are the talent. So, you know, if you're not kind of have some skill set, people might not want to come to you. And that's just real. Mm-hmm. Anything. You can't be mediocre, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the state, national laws of your field. And then connect with like-minded people who have walked before you in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And then research and read.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I guess, that's for most any entrepreneur.
I think so. I think. For sure. Yeah. You definitely have to research it out.
Yeah.
And to see if you even want to, like, even are going to want to stay in it.
Yeah, because, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people they like the idea of being an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
But when they understand the roles and the sacrifice and what you have to do to get to that point and stay at that point, it's not as glamorous as it always looks.
It is.
Now, mind you, I would not trade my life for anyone, but there's a lot of work that goes into it.
It
you know, I think that the therapist part is the easiest part,
yeah.
quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff.
And then
that's
it's
the work.
Right. The running the whole show.
Yeah. Running the show is the work. But mm-hmm. I mean, it's a labor of love and I'm blessed to do it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, I only look like this on Wednesdays, but the other days I'm like in the trenches. Like some days I'm thinking to myself, if they could only see me now.
Doesn't matter. You look glamorous as you do it. It's flawless.
Hilarious. Okay. So, we talked about business. Let's talk about babies.
Yes.
You don't have any.
Not yet.
Yet.
Not yet.
We're
I want like two.
Yeah.
I'm going to have stair steppers. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam. I'm going to be pregnant for like 2 years. That's the goal.
That's like the best way. I don't know I don't know if I could have had a baby and then 10 years later, another one. Like, I feel like you need to just get it just out of the way, like back to back.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I look up to you because, I mean, I love the fact that you have it all. I remember coming up, women would say, well, you have to have family and kids or you have your career. And mm-hmm. I was like, no, I reject it. I'm like, I'm going to have both. That's actually one of the reasons I became an entrepreneur
mm-hmm.
because I am very much a Susie Homemaker. Mm-hmm. I really am. But I'm also a businesswoman.
Right.
I'm many things. So I feel like you're an amazing role model.
Oh, thank you.
To women so they can have it all.
Yeah, you can. That's what I'm here. That's pretty much what Business Babies and Beauty is about. It's just bringing awareness to the fact that you can. It's not easy, but you can do it. I mean, nothing is easy. But
nothing worth anything is easy, quite right. honestly.
Yeah. But you can do it. You just have to do it. Now, did I plan it? No. I didn't plan anybody. I didn't plan not one of the six.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they just happened and I was okay with it. And I just have to juggle it and, you know, squeeze diaper changes and breastfeeding and stuff in between emails and calls and invoices. You can do it. And mm-hmm. meetings and radio and homeschool and all that
stuff. And looking glamorous.
Right. When I think about it, I'm like, whoa, crazy, but that's why I'm going to come to you for my stress management.
Absolutely.
We're going to work this out.
We'll work this out, sister girl. You're already working it out. You already have good tools.
Thank you. Okay. So, but you do, I remember you said you have a niece.
I do.
So she's like
five. So she's like my play daughter.
Yeah.
So I get to practice with her.
Right.
So we're in kindergarten now. So.
Oh.
So that's fun. So, you know, we are in kindergarten.
Right. Mary, you're engaged.
Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
How is that going?
It's going well.
Oh, I love it.
It's going well.
Absolutely love it. I love new love, new engagement. Me and my husband are going on 8 years this month.
That's
and
beautiful.
It's just been a great up and down ride. But I wouldn't change it. He's pretty awesome. I think that you really need somebody. And how's that? Like, is he an entrepreneur or?
No, but you know what? He supports me, which is important because that was a deal breaker for me. If you're not riding with the vision,
right.
He needs to go. So he was very supportive on the onset of everything. And I met him when I was in grad school. So he already knew like what time it was.
Right.
So that was
I love it.
Really helpful. So he's a really great guy.
You're so strong. Like you're just.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it. And thank like you were saying earlier, what your dad told you.
Oh yeah, my dad told me I'm his Rolls Royce and I should treat myself like that.
Yeah.
So it stuck with me throughout my adulthood.
Right. And then so everybody else pretty much has
had to
treat
me like, yeah, right. You sign on to that if you want to roll the tequila.
Right.
Experience. Yep. Yep. And this guy part. Did. This guy did. He signed up. He did.
I love it. So what do you suggest? Like, I know you're all about like positivity. What do you suggest?
I'm an eternal optimist. Mm. It's just me. I can't help it.
Right. Like, and so when you're, cause I'm faced with negativity a lot. What do you do like with those negative people? Do you just cut them off or is there like a certain, like, because all they know is pessimism. Like you might.
Honestly, I raise my vibration that I change the energy around me.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be negative if you want to. I'm still going to neutralize you with some, I'm going to still be optimistic. I'm going to still be positive.
Mm-hmm.
Still pour life. Just raise your vibration. Cause I can't be focused on changing everyone's mind, but I can change mine and I can be an example.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I do. Let me let that sit for a while.
Raise
your vibration.
Raise it. And the mind moves the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Raise it and you're going to change the energy around you.
This is awesome. Okay. Beauty. You're just beautiful.
I try. I work on that. That's effort. Yeah. Thank you.
But you do a good job. I wish the people could see these shoes that you have on. And we were talking about cheap shoes versus,
quality shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Let's say it like that.
I had to learn that like a couple of years ago. I was like, you know what? I'm just getting rid of all of these cheap shoes that give your, feet so much pain. And even if I'm down to like five pairs of shoes, at least they're five really good shoes.
Yeah, it won't hurt your arch, won't hurt the front of your foot, won't hurt your baby toe. Yeah. Yeah, it's worth it. Quality people, quality places, quality things. That's why we connected at the lunch, because we were connected on that level.
Yeah.
Yes. Quality.
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 Absolutely. Let's see. Now, where are you located?
I'm in Marietta, Georgia, off Powers Ferry Road, East Cobb. So yeah.
And your website, how do we get in touch with you if we need some stress management?
Yes, my website is drtequilahill.com. My IG is serenityjoy82 and my Twitter is @tequilalyn.
Love it. Now, you had a quote on your website. I wrote it down. When you date hard work, you will eventually marry success. What does that mean to you?
Well, actually, I was retweeting someone. I was quoting someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I really resonated with that because I feel like oftentimes we work really hard and we don't always see the fruits of our labor. But if you keep doing it, eventually something will blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that young lady quote that, I'm like, that's totally my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm big on being able to delay gratification. And if you can learn to delay gratification, you can be very successful.
I get that. Delay, being happy but.
Like building your business. You didn't see the quick reward, like.
True.
The first
like right
month.
Away.
It took time. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, it will work the hell out of your patience.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very patient.
Oh, yes.
It's going to test your faith. I have faith on my wrist. I mean, this really.
Yeah.
was about my process in building my business. I had an enormous faith in God first and then myself. It puts you through a lot of different emotions, but it's going to test you. Do you really want this?
That's right. That's so, right. Yeah. And then years later, you'll see the other people who wanted to be entrepreneurs because it was cute. They'll be faded somewhere. I mean, so many people think it's cute and it's so not. And then they just,
keep it so real.
They fade in the background and you're still standing because you understand entrepreneurship.
Like, it's like a weed out. It really is almost like a weed out.
It really is. It really is. Because you see businesses, they pop up and they go back down and they pop, like, where's the longevity? Like, this is real deal entrepreneur. I'm so passionate about it because I see so many people wanting to pop up and, oh, this is my brand and, oh, but like the real deal entrepreneurship is real. It's real in the field.
It's real in the field. You have to be a visionary to plant seeds, you know, later on seeds, current seeds, back seeds, all kinds of seeds. There's a whole, it's levels to this.
It's levels to this. I like that. It really is. It really is. And so you do life coaching.
I do.
Tell us about that.
So for some people, they don't want therapy and that's okay. They may want someone to walk alongside them, someone to motivate them, someone to hold them accountable. Someone to just help them enhance their self. They might not have a particular problem. And that's been really a really great niche for me as well. In my program, my graduate program, it was, we had a coaching class because like some people don't want therapy. They just want to go and see you and vent and go.
I'm like, okay, okay. Therapy is like, getting everything out and trying to process everything. Okay. And then your life coaching is
heavy,
like
is said, the therapy is the heavy lifting.
Okay.
Life coaching is lighter.
Oh, I see.
So depression, anxiety, that's therapy. Work-life balance would be more coaching. Self-enhancement, coaching. You know, marital enhancement could be couples therapy or it could be couples coaching. We just, things are okay. We just want to make sure things are just a little bit better. Spice up spice up the something.
Yeah. I like that. So now you offer these services as well?
Yeah, on my website.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, everything is good, Dr. Tequila. We just want some. Now, what advice do you have to spice things up?
I don't really give advice because advice doesn't work. Honestly, communicate with your spouse and be open.
Right. Ask him or her.
Yeah.
Without being, I guess, like,
And check in because you've been together 8 years, right? So check
14.
In. 14. So what you liked year one might be different year 14.
Yeah.
So checking in and being open and being in tune with what your man wants, and hopefully he's in tune with what you want, and that's how you can keep it spicy. You should always be dating each other, quite honestly.
True. That is
that
so
is
true.
That is a piece of advice I'll give.
Yeah.
Stay dating.
Yeah.
Date each other.
I agree.
Keep it sexy.
Absolutely. I think we show and tell. We got six children. We like each other.
Y'all like each other a lot. Yeah. That's great.
We do.
I don't think y'all need spice, and I think y'all.
I don't think so either. I thought about that the other day. We don't plan anything, which may or may not be a good thing.
But it works for you guys. I like that because it was a real spicy up in there. That's why.
You just have to just get it where you can. You can't plan and say, let's go here. 2 minutes. Okay, so more on life coaching. You said someone to hold you accountable. So like, what would you do? Say
that could be homework assignments. It could be check-ins. It could be a phone coaching session. So let's say you want to work on, you know, building your business or and not having mental blocks, maybe blocks in creativity. You might call me, see me, Skype me, and we will have a conversation about that. So that's being held accountable.
I totally, I feel like this is my therapy.
It's free.
Right now.
I love you.
Love you too. Because, the mental blocks, like right now I'm trying to work on a book, but I just feel like it's just so much stuff going on.
I actually have a lot of entrepreneurs. I'm so blessed. I have a lot of entrepreneurs, that come for that reason. They're blocked and they want to unlock their creativity and their flow. That's coaching.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. This is great. Psychotherapist. I mean, it sounds like such a deep, really deep word.
That's my government name.
Yeah.
It just means mind talk, right? Mind talk. And then therapy means to help, to heal, you know, to fix, whatever. So mind talk, that's what psychotherapy is. In layman's terms.
Yeah. Okay. Workshops. You hold them at your practice?
Or I might be called to do it. It's usually always about work-life balance.
Okay.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
Balance is so important.
It really is important. It really is. Not just having everything all in one day, but just over time, just everything just, yeah, just flowing and just being really balanced out in excellence and not perfection. That's what I would preach. Just excellence.
Yeah. And I think most people seem to think that work-life balance is like, okay, I have it. And it's over.
Right. It's so not over.
No, that's not the way it works. It's a process. Everything in life is really more like a process, mm-hmm. you know? So it's not just the outcome of things. It's the process of things. Mm-hmm. So you built your business.
Right.
Oh, then there's something else that, right. you know, right.
That's true. You built it and now you have to grow it.
Yeah. And then maintain it.
Right. And maintain it.
So being an entrepreneur is a process, not a one and done.
That's true.
Yeah. And you have to feed it and let it grow just like a child.
Absolutely. I love that. I love referring to, that as like having a baby, even, when you don't have a baby, like your business is your baby.
It really is.
And having to feed that thing late at night, get up early in the morning with that thing and just, oh my goodness, be patient and not want to give up and give it away. But that,
just like, give it away.
Give it away.
Like that comes. Adopt it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or sell it. You know, and my thing is, I'm growing these businesses. I just don't know if I would ever want to sell my business.
Would you give it to one of your children?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, so somebody is going to take something is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
One of the reasons why I'm an entrepreneur is because, like, for instance, if something doesn't work out with one of my kids and they just don't know what they want to do, at least you can come here to one of my companies and work. Yes.
Or with mommy. If we're looking at empire, you know, you work for or with, right? So it just depends. Mm-hmm. They might work for or with mommy. Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
I don't want them to have to be like, you know what? Okay, let me go have to apply for this job or whatever. No, just come work over here at one of these companies and then decide, right? Mm-hmm. And decide what it is that you want to do from there. I hope that they want to be entrepreneurs. I do have two entrepreneurs right now. My what is he? 4-year-old. He swears he's just mom. He's a chef. Mom, if you want me to make this food, you got to give me $10.
That's right. That's right.
Like, mom, I'll cook for you, but I need $10.
You raised him right. Oh, right. Absolutely. You definitely raised him right. I love that. We were definitely setting up generational wealth.
And that is definitely what I want to do. I definitely want to set up generational wealth. That's certainly something that I want to do. Look at that beautiful skyline. Isn't it just captivating?
Oh my gosh, it's mesmerizing. It's gorgeous. You guys should be here.
Right. Okay, well, Dr. Tequila, it's just been so wonderful. Let me tell you something. While I was trying to type your name, it would not let me put two L's. That autocorrect.
I know. My name, this tequila is two L's.
Right.
That tequila is one L. So they're not wrong. It just wasn't me.
It was so funny. So is there anything else? Tell us again, where we can come and see you for emotional wellness, healthy relationships, stress management, healing, growth, empowerment. Where can we visit you again?
DrTequilaHill.com, because all my sessions are by appointment only.
Okay.
So you can look at
it. Can't just walk in.
No, you can't roll up there like that.
Right. No. Okay. Phone, do you have a phone? Well, all that's on the website as well. Mm-hmm. And, social media?
Mm-hmm. Instagram, at SerenityJoy82, Twitter, at TequilaLynn.
Awesome. Well, mm-hmm. it's been such a pleasure being here with you, you ray of golden sunshine. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me. Anytime. Yes. I love our synergy.
Yes.
It's synergistic awesome. Synergy today.
So thank you, everyone. It's been an absolutely beautiful Wednesday. I'm just going to, when we get off air, I'm just going to sit back and look at this view mm-hmm. and all those trees. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. I'm Shanda Cadet, Business Babies and Beauty. Have an awesome day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender, the freedom of knowing the problem is solved. Your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.